on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect. There is still time to join the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Our Friday update from Heritage Foundation. Genevieve Wood joins us. Genevieve, I hope you had a great week, and we appreciate you joining us again today.
Well, great to be with you. It has been a good week. Hopefully for you and your listeners as well.
Yes. Well, one of the things I saw a few things on while watching the news earlier today, and I know it's something you're prepared to talk about, is the way we felt about masks. If you go back,
yeah.
if you go back a couple, 3 years, we felt one way, and then of course during the pandemic another, and things are changing again.
Yeah, constantly changing, right? But what's been interesting in the past week or two is you've had some really, significant, quote-unquote, scientific studies. We know we always want to base things on science that have come out in medical journals, very highly respected. And so now even the New York Times and other places reporting it, that come to find out, masks probably weren't near as effective as we were told that they were, and maybe not have been effective at all in some cases. And this is a story that's really, like I said, it's broken over the last couple of weeks. And I know there's probably a lot of folks in your audience saying, well, if you'd interviewed me 2 years ago, I could have told you that was coming. but unfortunately, those weren't the people running government. And as you know, depending, of course, what state you lived in, what city you lived in, sometimes what city, you lived in, would determine what the rules were. And some places were completely, I was talking to a friend who was visiting her daughter who went to the University of Southern California and who was there during the pandemic. They were having to wear their mask outside to go running or go exercise, or you were shamed for not wearing it.
Right.
I mean, there were some crazy stuff. But I just, and now you're getting stories. You were talking about one, I think you said you saw earlier about now they're saying they want you to take a mask off when you come into a store.
Right. Yeah. I mean, remember pre-pandemic, you see a person in a store with a mask on, I go from yellow to orange, with my radar.
Yeah.
It feels like maybe we're getting back to that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right. Where it's like, okay, it's odd if you still have a mask on. But, I was looking, we had a story in the Daily Signal earlier this week, which interesting, we always do a kind of a top five at the end of the week. And this was the number one story in terms of like click-throughs, what our readers were looking at. And this was a story about the Center for Disease Control, the CDC, not giving over information to a House committee that was asking questions about how they were keeping track of why people who refuse to take the COVID vaccine, what their reasons were for it. Now, the CDC is now claiming they're not tracking that information, but it's all a little suspicious because they wouldn't answer the questions from the House committee on it. But this isn't the first time this kind of thing has come up where the government was trying to keep track of why people were refusing to take it. Was it because of religious reasons? You just didn't believe in it? Maybe you had health reasons, what have you. But that's kind of scary stuff for the government to be tracking that sort of thing on people, to have that kind of health information in a data bank somewhere. Who knows how that could be used down the road? But it made me think, Steve, about, I know when the pandemic first happened, most people were scared. This was not something most people had ever lived through, something like this. There was news coming from all different places. But very quickly, we ceded a lot of our rights and a lot of our own personal, knowledge to just kind of government officials. And they said, you should do this. And everybody kind of got in line. I know a lot of people, questioned some things too, especially as time went on. But now we've learned a lot of those government officials were wrong. I mean, Dr. Fauci was wrong on a number of things, but to hear him talk back in the day, he had the facts and we just all needed to go along with it. And he wasn't the only one, there were many. And I was thinking about the fact, that is so anti the way our country was founded, right? Our founders were they were very leery of government. They were leery of giving power to men because they knew what power often does. And so they were very leery of that. And it just made me think as a society, as a country now, we probably, it's not that you never want it. You want to be able to believe in your public officials and believe that they're trying to do the right things. But you do have to sometimes realize the government doesn't have all the answers. And we should ask stronger questions sometimes than we often do.
Yeah, and looking at it through a Christian worldview lens, I think Hopefully, most of us who claim Christ went through situations like that, applying the principle to be wise as serpents and gentle mm-hmm. as doves. And I'll tell you from personal experience, I did receive the first vaccine, the two original shots, being informed. I guess it comes down to a matter of trust. You know, and the big reason we did it was we were co-parenting some grandchildren, and we thought we were doing what was best. And maybe I did. I say I because other family members that did it, where I may have health things that maybe make me higher at risk, the things like that you heard about. And even what you're talking about, whether it's the mask, the vaccine, whatever, I guess I grew up being more trusting. And as you grow older, you learn, you really need to get the facts.
Trust but verify.
Yeah. And really, even to this day, with some of it, you don't know what to do. And I think some of the confusion too was, quite honestly, and it wasn't everyone. And it wasn't one party or another specifically, maybe more one than the other or whatever, but the duplicitousness of, okay, you have to hear, but not hear.
Right.
Me or thee, but not me.
That's right.
And, at some point you just have to, as a Christian, I think you have to do what you believe is most honoring to God. And I do think we do need to, I think we also can apply what we know the Bereans did in the Bible. Now, this is we're not talking about the Word of God when we're talking about masks and COVID, but but we are talking about to take the information we're given and then go hold it up against maybe in this case the science that we know, and then make an educated decision for ourselves and for our family. But some of the things that you talked about too were the things that were mandated.
That's right. You weren't given the option.
Well, and another one
for yourself or for your family.
Another one of those big things, as far as this is concerned, and what we've heard from leaders is my body, my decision. And all of a sudden, on one topic, it's one thing, and on another topic, it's duplicitous. So
completely, yeah. Well, and I think that's one reason I think we should be more leery of giving over such power as we did in the pandemic. And I think we should learn a lot of lessons for that, because you're right there. Look, we're also taught in the Bible to respect the authorities, that God has given us government. He's given us leaders, and we are to respect them. Now, you're not to respect them to the point of like violating what you know to be right. And true,
right.
But you're to respect the authorities. And I think many people were trying to do that, but it became very clear that I think certainly over time that this was being used in some ways as a power grab. Yeah. I mean, there were people who wanted to kind of keep things the way they were because they were in power as long as things were shut down. And that's a dangerous thing, to give people that kind of power, because very few use it well. It usually gets out of control. And I think, again, that goes back to you think about our country's founding. That was one of the things they were trying to get rid of, was the state mandating and telling everybody what God they had to worship,
right,
what religion they had to be a part of, a whole host of things. And the idea was not to just get rid of government entirely, but to have a government that actually answered to the people, not the other way around. And I think we have to be very careful, because if you look out throughout human history, the more power you give to government, the more it will take, and the more it will take from you. And so I just think this is an area where you kind of go back, and this was a opportunity to learn from what thankfully most people have come through that phase now, and we have a lot more information now. But I think if whether it's another pandemic, whatever it happens to be, I think we should think about the fact, how much power did we cede? How could we do that differently and not give so much over? And one of the ways of doing that, I think, is, if you think just as a society, that's one reason as a conservative and like at the Heritage Foundation, we talk about the best government is usually the government that's closest to you. And that's because you know, those aren't faceless bureaucrats. You see the mayor, you can talk to your town councilman, you can talk to the school board member. Those are people that you interact with and that are in your community. And so you have a lot more of ability to actually make, you know, laws and regulations that your community is for. But when people very far off that you've never met, you've never voted for, you never elected are making decisions for you, it becomes a lot easier for them to do that without any repercussion. So keeping, you know, that's why I think, you know, we look back at it and say, well, this state did it this way, this city did it this way. That's, we want more of that, because that meant that people were having to, you know, the lawmakers in those areas were answering to their constituents as opposed to the other way around.
Right. And now, you know, if being wise as serpents, we can look back and see what happened through that. And hopefully make better, you know, we're human, and it just seems like we continue to kind of fail in that area as a community.
And as Christians too, I think it's also important to see that. I mean, just when I think about this particular story about the CDC, and it's not just them, it's the World Health Organization and others that want to have these kind of databases that we just need this so that, you know, if you ever become an organ donor, we need to know if you've taken a vaccine or not and so forth. I hear all of that. But when you're keeping records of why people didn't take it, and maybe it's a religious reason or, you know, personal reason they've given, that can be used against you, especially in a society that is increasingly anti-Christian or I should say intolerant increasingly to Christians and allowing people to live their faith outside of their homes, outside of their church buildings, actually being a Christian in your office or being a Christian in the public square. You know, there's a lot of pushback in many cases for that. And so having that kind of information out there, that's something that people shouldn't take lightly.
Yeah. And, you know, it wasn't just the vaccine or the mask, you know, even through that and connected with it were things like, were they compliant in when they were checked into the hospital? Did they go through their dose of remdesivir, or did they, you know, did they, contrary to what they're being told, use Ivermectin? Is that, I think
Ivermectin.
So. Ivermectin. Yeah, yeah. Ivermectin. Yes.
See, we're all doctors now. We're all medical professionals.
Not. And I want to tell you, when I was hospitalized, and I reached out to, you know, my primary and a friend who's a pharmacist, who actually was very diplomatic about it. I was very impressed with how he handled my questions. But regardless, there I was. I was in the midst of it, and they're ready to give me remdesivir. And I said, well, I don't know. Let me talk to some people. You know, and I think it's just prudent, regardless of what it is. At some point, you know, at some level, we do need to be able to trust those we elect to put into positions. If it doesn't conflict with our religious beliefs, and as a Christian, with my Christian beliefs, with the Bible. So there's great information available. We're talking about information. Let's talk about DailySignal.com. It's a place where, you know, a lot of the stuff we talk about each Friday, you're going to be able to find the stories and the information at DailySignal.com, Heritage.org, another website, and a great place to keep up with some of the stuff that may be interesting to you. It's a source. I would encourage everyone to collect as much information as you can and hold it up to what you know is true. And see what kind of a decision you're going to make when it comes to some of these issues.
But you never get the full story by reading just one thing or watching one thing. You may, obviously there's going to be some news outlets and media outlets that you agree with more than others. But even the ones you agree with, you know, you need to see what other people are saying. Yeah. And oftentimes I see some of the biggest bias isn't what they say about a topic. It's what they don't say. It's the stories. It's not the stories necessarily they report on. It's the ones that they don't report on. So you won't get a full picture of kind of what's happening out there usually, unless you are checking multiple places. I know people's times are limited and you can't follow it all, but it is important to take a wider view than oftentimes we do.
Well, Genevieve Wood from Heritage Foundation, we absolutely appreciate the time you take to keep us informed, and we'll go check out some of the stuff you shared with us.
Well, thank you, Steve. It was great to be with you.